From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Pastor, why does it seem that most of the Old Testament teaches that, well, it doesn't mention that there is an afterlife per se? Well, the New Testament clearly does. And maybe the general question we need to answer here is there an afterlife at all? And kind of anticipate where you might go and how you might talk about this, but how do you know, if you were to answer this question, how do you know that there is a life after death?
Yeah. Well, the Bible says there is, and the very one whom we trust in, the Lord Jesus Christ, is one who was raised from the dead and lives forevermore and promises he'll come and receive us to himself, and all that speaks of the afterlife. So you can't believe the Bible and not believe in an afterlife. The Bible clearly speaks of it. The question that was sent to us and that you raised is, why is it sort of hidden in the Old Testament, mm-hmm. or not as pronounced in the Old Testament? And I think in general terms, we can say that there are many truths that if you trace them from the Old Testament to the New, there's increasing light. There's more and more information given as we go along. There's progressive revelation. And then the full light is seen in the Lord Jesus Christ in what follows. And so that's true of many things. We talk about the truth of the Trinity, for example. That's a truth that you see sort of in statements in the Old Testament in a more latent fashion, but then through time it becomes more and more clear as God reveals himself to us. That's true with the afterlife as well. But it's not absent from the Old Testament. So just one illustration, Psalm 16, a psalm of David. And in the midst of that psalm, David writes this in verse 9, "Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol or let your Holy One see corruption." And as David writes that, David is writing of something that's true in his own case, but he's also writing about someone greater than himself. Mm-hmm. The Spirit of God through David is saying something about the Messiah, about the resurrection of Christ. And Peter makes that clear in the first sermon preached after the resurrection of Christ. We're talking now about the day of Pentecost. Peter preaching, listen to what he says in verse 22. "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him," so Peter, making reference to Psalm 16, mm-hmm. says David is writing about the Messiah. Listen to what he says. "I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this day that yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.'" Peter says that psalm speaks of the Messiah. David has not yet been resurrected. David has not yet ascended into the heavens in a resurrected body as the Lord Jesus Christ had. That psalm speaks of Christ. But Josh, I would go on to say that what is true of Christ, raised from the dead, alive forevermore, seated at the right hand of the Father, speaks of the future of Christ's people, including David, mm-hmm. including me, including you. that because Christ was raised, we too will be raised. Mm-hmm. And the New Testament epistles make this clear, that there's a great resurrection day in our future. Paul writes, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So believers go immediately into the presence of Christ, but not yet resurrected in body. There's a new body that awaits us that matches the work that God's done in our soul. And one day, Christ is going to call all of his people out of the graves bodily. And the new work in our soul will be matched with a new body, and we'll live forever in the presence of God, body and soul. This is the promise of Scripture. You see it throughout the Old Testament, in ways that are not as fully revealed in the New Testament. But the New Testament picks up that narrative and adds to it and gives more light in addition. And the Bible's very clear that there's an everlasting life for us, those who have trusted in Christ. And there's an everlasting death for those who haven't. Mm-hmm. Hell is also something that follows final judgment. It's something that follows a resurrection. Mm-hmm. So there'll be people raised who will stand at the great white throne judgment. The book of Revelation describes this. And they're going to receive their judgment, and they'll be cast body and soul into hell, mm-hmm. and forever have an existence there. So there's an everlasting existence both for those who are saved and those who are lost. But eternal life is a reality.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels, so be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.